The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
DJ Automatic and I celebrated our anniversary a couple of days ago. How did we do it? I can't wait to tell you. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
So these big anniversary plans. First of all, we were traveling all weekend. No. So Automatic said, do you want to go to dinner? What do you want to do? I'm like, yeah. And we land and we get home. And we start unpacking. And then he says, do you want to order a pizza and just kind of lounge around? I said, heck yeah.
Ooh.
That's my kind of anniversary, baby.
That's love right there.
There it is.
Do nothing and overindulging pizza.
And Cinnastics.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong with some Cinnastics at all.
I had a whole pizza by myself and I'm feeling it right now.
Right. How many years of marriage has it been?
16 years.
Hey, dude, that deserves a large pizza for sure.
16 years, that's what you do for your 16th anniversary. You do nothing and eat pizza.
I could find,
that's love, Anthony.
It is love. And I want to say that. You know me. Deep down inside, when you were like, let's go to dinner, I didn't want to go because I'm so tired. And you have been working nonstop. So I kept thinking to myself, if Otto wants to go, we're going to do this. And I would have loved it, whatever. But the moment he said, let's just order a pizza and lounge, this is my partner for life.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? This is
it. That's our love language.
Nice, dude. So it's pizza and lounge for a day and then back to complaining about not getting dates the rest of the year?
Oh, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah,
you
got it. Anthony.
This was my date.
This was our date. This was like, he couldn't have done something better for me. I was tired and we just sat there and ate pizza. We even reheated it in the air fryer to make it a little bit more crisp.
That was the highlight of our night.
Oh, my God.
Didn't consummate anything after a whole pizza.
Sure didn't. I woke up this morning and said, hey. He said, hey. I said, hey, I'm a little bit later on. You know,
I got a question for both you guys. Danny, you can answer it first. What do you think is a big key factor to 16 years of a successful marriage?
I married my best friend.
Oh.
That is the key, though, because we don't put that much pressure on each other.
Yeah. Obviously.
That's a good gem.
Think about the pressure of what are we going to do for the gram? What's it going to look like? Anniversary. We got to do. I didn't care. All I know is I love DJ Automatic. He's my best friend. We sat there and talked all night long and then just went into a slow food coma.
What'd you do all weekend at?
I was telling jokes on stage and sharing similar heartburn experiences.
Did
so
you?
There, there, oh. you go. There it is. There we go.
Yeah, life after 30 or 40. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right. Back in 2005, Adam Sandberg from Saturday Night Live uploaded Lazy Sunday on YouTube, and it is deemed as the first viral video of all time. It is National Viral Video Day.
There's been so many since then. I would have to really think about some of my favorites. One of them, which is back with a vengeance, LeBron James. That's one of my favorites right there.
I saw this kid calling his mom, LeBron James.
What about this woman?
Just get all fat and sassy.
I love her, especially during the holidays. She's one of my faves.
She is kind of like the Thanksgiving groundhog.
Yes, yes.
No, the Thanksgiving groundhog is the lady who does beans, greens,
tomatoes. Oh, remember this?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Wait, what's your favorite viral video moment? Hit us up 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are certain things that Automatic should never do without me. For instance, and I spoke about this last week, might have even been the same day, Otto, watching movies without me, especially when you know that I want to finish them. Anthony, let me...
This is the trust issue that I broke?
Huge trust issue. I'm concerned. I'm concerned. So, Anthony, I mentioned Gladiator 2 last week, that he watched it without me. Okay, I was mad. He knows how much I love Gladiator. I'm not entertained. Like, this is my movie. Turns out, Anthony, he had not seen the end of Gladiator 2. So last night, yeah, exactly. I'm like, good, we can watch it together. And we start.
And then Dana starts doing what she does. She's like, I'm going to do the dishes.
No, I did not. I said I'm going to bed because I have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, how can we start a movie, you do the dishes in between, and then you decide just before the movie ends, hey, I'm going to bed.
Because it was late. It's already 9 o'clock, and I have to get up at 2 a.m. Now, listen, he says, I'm going to watch the movie anyway. And I said, no, you're not. And he says, yes, I am. I got so mad. I went to the bedroom, slammed the door, woke up this morning and said, did you finish Gladiator 2? What was your answer?
I fell asleep.
Karma.
Oh.
I still haven't seen the end of it.
That's your fault.
It's killing me.
It's not killing you. We're going to watch it together today. Jesus himself stepped in and said, you are not watching that movie without your partner, sir, because automatic, there are certain things you have to do. For instance, work out with me. You cannot work out without me. In fact,
we have turned into the couple at the gym. We are those people now, Anne.
You're the workout couple?
We're the couple that cares about each other's health. That's what we are, Anthony. And I did it one time. I worked out without you one time. I didn't hear the end of it for a full month.
Because you can't be in better shape than I am. That's just all there is to it.
Also, we got to eat together. You have this horrible habit of getting up and leaving me alone at the table. You and my daughters. Everybody's gone and I'm still at the table, Anthony, trying to finish my food.
Anthony knows this.
All by myself.
Dana eats at the pace of a turtle. And
that is true.
There's only so much time we have in this lifetime, and I can't spend most of it sitting next to you while you pick at your salad.
Let's back it up a little bit, though, because automatic has... I'm a little disappointed that your ears aren't perked up as much as they usually are when it comes to speaking the language of wife.
What are you talking
about? Usually, at least in every relationship I've been in, when my lady's like, hey, I'm going to go to bed, that means we're going to go to bed.
Thanks. Thank you, Anthony.
Wrap it up right now. Whatever you do, wrap it up. We need to go lay next to each other and scroll on the internet in the bed simultaneously.
Yeah, and that's why your relationships haven't worked out. You got to stand up for yourself, okay?
There it is.
A real man falls asleep on the couch automatic. And then goes to bed after that, okay?
No, and you know what? Last night, I woke up and I saw him on the couch looking terribly uncomfortable. I left him there. I said, that's where you're going to stay.
A real wife would have got me up and put me in bed.
Well, I'm a fake wife, obviously. I'm a fake wife.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I've reached a monumental moment in motherhood. My youngest daughter, our youngest daughter, DJ Automatic, Ava Matic, she thinks I'm cool. She finally thinks I'm cool.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
I'm a cool mom.
She called me to ask me what style of pantsuit she should buy. She's going to DECA. She won a DECA, competition. She's going to compete internationally.
Did you just hear yourself? She said, what style of pantsuit should you buy?
Yes. But
that doesn't make you cool.
It does. It's business. Okay, it's business. She asked me what kind of shoes she should buy. I gave her my advice, and she did it. She bought a kitten block heel for comfort. And now we talk about her boyfriend. She asks me for opinion on all kinds of things happening at school. And I know all the tea. I know all the tea at her school. I'm there. All three of my daughters think I'm cool.
I'm a cool mom.
Hey.
Do you know how long I've waited? 17 years I've waited for this day. And my oldest, remember, when I had Kirsten, my oldest, I was only 15. So I don't think she ever thought I was cool. I think she thought I was her sister. So I was like...
Sometimes I feel like she still does.
Oh, I'm sure she does. No, she when she needs her mama, she calls me. She needs her mama. I got her.
This is the greatest story for pantsuits I've ever heard in my life. I think this is the best PR for pantsuits ever.
Well,
and I'm glad she had a breakthrough.
You have to explain why Ava has to have a pantsuit, though. She's just not a 17-year-old who goes around in pantsuits.
No, she's in DECA. It's a business club in high school. She won. Her and her boyfriend are the team, and they won their state championship. They're going to compete in the international competition now, so I'm very proud of her. And she said, I don't like dresses, so they said I could wear a navy pantsuit. And she's very busy. She's about it.
Watch out, Hillary Clinton. Here she comes.
Dang. You didn't tell her about the one time you actually wore the puffy pirate shirt, did you? She doesn't know about that.
Absolutely
yet, right?
Not. We will not share those tales of my bad dressing as I try to help her dress business. Like, I just feel good about all of this. I've worked so hard. I love my daughter so much. And there was just a time that everything I did was wrong. Anything I would advise her to do was just, no, 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 you don't know. I remember telling her, why don't you just move out now? Since you know so much more than me, you should just go live your life. You don't need me. Now she needs me.
Aww.
So I know she's growing up.
And I'm just here clueless still. You know, I don't know what's going on. I just get all secondhand information from my wife here.
Automatic, it makes me mad that you don't even know her friends' names. And she's like, Casey's coming over. Kelsey's coming over. You know, Ella's coming over. And you're like, who are these people? I'm like, she's been hanging out with them since 7th grade.
Well, first of all, they all look alike.
They do not.
They all have a very similar look. I feel like that dad. Have you ever seen the meme where they're walking down Hollywood Boulevard and they come up to this dad and they're like, what's your daughter's birthdays? And he doesn't know their birthdays. And then they ask the mom, and then the mom's like names all the birthdays, and then she names all their best friends. That's me. That's who I am.
You're right. You're right. You wouldn't know where her shot records.
Oh.
In your purse.
They're not in my bag. They're online.
Oh, wait. Do you know what? I have them. I actually saw them in my email the other day, and I was like, why do I even have these?
Because I sent them to you, DJ Automatic, because I sent them to you.
That's right.
Oh, wait. I have them. It's like the number one dad quote.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think we all know the myth of the boogeyman. When you're little, your friends, your cousins, whoever, they scare you. The boogeyman's going to get you. Sometimes even some bad parents might tell their kids, the boogeyman's going to get you if you don't behave. One babysitter in Kansas told the kids she's taking care of, don't worry, there's no boogeyman, there's no monster, because kids didn't want to go to bed. And they're like, we're afraid the boogeyman's under the bed. So she checked under the bed, and there was a man under their bed.
Oh, no.
The boogeyman was there.
Wicked.
Seriously. Anthony, the kids started screaming. She started screaming. In fact, she knocked one of the kids over, like trying to get away, grabbed them both.
She was like, it's going to be you, not me.
No, she did not, DJ Automatic. No, she did not. She grabbed both kids and ran, called the sheriff's office, and luckily they were able to catch this guy. Somebody had broke into the house to steal or harm one of the kids.
That's scary. Shout out to the babysitter for being alert and stepping up there.
For looking under the bed.
Because I would have been
above and beyond.
You know how many times my mother would just say, go to bed. There's no cuckoo.
Make sure you shut the door.
Yes.
Every time I get that that weird presence whenever I'm in the dark, I don't ever look down. I just keep walking. I just keep going. Have you ever feel like there's somebody watching you or there's a presence behind you?
Yes.
I never circle back. I always keep going.
I just got chills when you said that because I would run and jump into my bed. Like I don't know how to explain. I felt like if I just wouldn't touch or get near the bottom, whatever was under there can't get me.
For what reason did I think the blankets were going to protect me?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right. Yeah, right. Like if I pull them over my head or I have my feet underneath, I was protect like, oh, you. They can't get me now.
I think it still protects me to this day.
Yeah.
One of the first stories that ever, really shook me to my core was the first time my friend Andres and my friend Chris, we were having a middle school sleepover, and it was the first time they told me about the chupacabra.
Chupacabra?
It was the first time I heard about it, dude. And where I'm from, there's a hell of stray dogs everywhere.
So they all look like chupacabras?
I remember I had to go run outside to get an extra PlayStation controller from his dad's car. Oh my God. I ran so fast.
I can't ever go outside without thinking something's coming after me, even as an adult. Do you know that feeling when you're little? It's 100 times worse. And my mom would say, go get it. No.
I seriously try to tell myself, you're a grown man. Stop acting like that.
At this point in my life, though, it's like, you know what? Spirits, I got enough bills. Take me away.
Not me.
Back. I'm like, come on, just take me.
Not me. Do you remember the cucuy? The cucuy. Like nobody told you about the cucuy.
That's Spanish for boogeyman.
I don't even know what the cucuy is, but I was so scared. And La Llorona?
Oh.
Have you ever heard of her? She cries at the river looking for her kids because she drowned her kids.
That was a popular one where I'm from. We had a lot of ditch banks and a lot of ditches.
Oh, man, the ditch witch. That's La Llorona.
Which I kind of didn't believe that one growing up. I thought it was just a government-sponsored campaign.
Well, the thing is you would hear the coyotes howling, and they would say, that's La Llorona down there. And I would always, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, she's real.
How do you know it was coyotes?
Because I don't think it was her.
You don't know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian set to testify in the trial involving the men who robbed her. Do you remember when all this happened in Paris?
Yeah, they almost killed her.
Yes, I'll tell you when she's going to get up on the stand after Anthony gives us celebrity birthdays.
All right, let's go ahead and start with Daniel Day-Lewis celebrating his birthday. Hey. Master P, Uma Thurman, Willie Nelson, Jerry Seinfeld, and we'll wrap it up right there.
All right, so Kim Kardashian is going to testify May 13th in the trial against the men who robbed her. I didn't understand how bad everything was, and I think I'd forgotten about the case.
It was 9 years ago.
It was 9 years ago. They're just not going to trial. They're called the grandpa robbers because each is between the age of 60 and 80. One of them just passed away.
Yeah, mysteriously, that's how old they are. I saw that.
I don't think it's mysterious. He's like 80. You know, he's old. And Kim Kardashian sat down with David Letterman about 8.5 years ago to talk about what exactly happened. I got so emotional listening to this.
They brought in the concierge from downstairs, handcuffed, with a gun up to him. They were speaking, yelling at me in French. They kept on saying, the ring, the ring. So I handed him my ring. And then he grabbed me, and I was wearing a robe. And he grabbed me and pulled me towards him. But I wasn't wearing anything underneath. So I was like, okay, this is like the time I'm going to get like just deal. Like it's going to happen. Prepare yourself. So I did. And then, but then he tied me up with handcuffs and then zip ties and then duct tape. And I just kept on thinking about Courtney. I kept on thinking she's going to come home and I'm going to be dead in the room. And she's going to be traumatized for the rest of her life if she sees me.
That was a lot. And I feel so bad because when it all happened, people were accusing her of lying for attention. And I know the Kardashians are definitely, you know, in the limelight and they seek a lot of attention. I never doubted for one minute she was telling the truth. That is not something people lie about, especially someone who has a child, as she mentioned in that. You know, she was just fearful for her life. I'm glad they caught these men. I don't care how old they are either. They need to go away for the rest of their lives. If it's one more day.
Yeah.
That kind of action is ridiculous.
An opportunity for the court system in France to make a, you know, example of these people.
Yes. Yeah. We've seen a lot of this happening in the States, too, where there's organized crime.
People are just
crime.
Following, yes.
Following. And not just famous people, just normal, everyday people. And it's not okay. If you behave like this, you behave like an animal, you have to be treated like one.
Did you see that one of them guys is going to testify, too?
I did. He turned.
Yeah, he said that he wants a face-to-face apologize to Kim K.
Good.
For it. And he was like, I guess he was just the getaway driver?
Yeah, he was a getaway driver. Either way, he shouldn't have done it.
He's so trying to get some time off.
I am happy that Kim K, you know, is, you know, stepping to this and, you know, going head on with it because it's a frightening experience. I'm also excited to see these courtroom fits that she's going to get off too.
You know, Paris?
Oh my gosh.
You know it's going to be a fashion show.
It's going to be a fashion show.
Will she wear Chanel or Versace? We'll tell you May 13th when the trial happens.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
McDonald's is adding a menu item, a permanent one. They haven't done this in 4 years. DJ Automatic will give us all the scoop inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, so first hottest hashtag, I felt kind of silly asking Automatic and Anthony A, what's his movie Sinners everybody's talking about? Huge global box office sensation, $170 million around the world. Here in the U.S., it's already been out. Another $45 million it made this past week.
So Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, Michael B. Jordan. And Anthony, you were talking about the director?
Yeah, Ryan Coogler, man. He's amazing. Yeah. And I think he's really been able to express his artistic perspective when it comes to cinematography, and he's doing a great job. Shout out Michael B. Jordan, the GOAT, dude.
You've had a man crush on him for quite some time.
I mean, he's a great actor. I'm a little jealous of him, the way he looks, but
Seen him bounce back from his heartbreak with, wasn't Jordan Woods. Who did he date? I forgot who he dated.
Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey's daughter.
Laura Harvey.
Breaking everybody's heart, though.
Yeah, dude. So watch him bounce back from that heartbreak to this now where he's, you know.
See, Automatic, that's what you get when you're that good looking. See, you just have little old me over here. Just average Dana Cortez.
Okay.
All right, Automatic, what do we have for food news?
I don't even know where to take that one. All right, McDonald's is putting chicken tenders on the menu permanently.
Let's go!
So chicken's become the most popular thing at fast food restaurants. This is a response to Cane's, because Cane's is taking that market share with all their delicious little chicken tenders.
Call me controversial. Chicken nugs over Cane's tenders.
Yeah, I know. Hey, shout out Ronald. Shout out everybody. I'm very pro McDonald's. I love McDonald's. When we were in Southern California, I wanted to go visit the McDonald's museum. But
right, Anthony?
Ronald, stay in your lane, dog. Chicken tenders? Nah.
No, come on. Why not? You love chicken nugs.
I love chicken nugs, but chicken tenders? No way.
I'm about
way.
To double down on the chicken because Taco Bell just brought chicken nuggets to the menu.
Okay, that's
too.
You're going too far.
I got a crispy chicken nug.
Here's my final take is I think that Raising Cane's isn't winning because of the chicken tenders. It's because of the simplicity of the menu.
Where do you get chicken tenders?
You know what you're
going to
get there.
Texas toast. Post, crinkle that. Fries.
Look at that. You just listed off your whole order.
And $150 bill.
I ate a lot of Cane's.
$12 for a gallon of lemonade is wild.
Exactly. And yet the line is forever long. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, man. We got to shout out the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It is World Make-A-Wish Day, y'all.
Yes. We've done a couple events with Make-A-Wish, and they are some great people.
They're wonderful. Dude.
And we'll go right along next to Zipper Day, one of the most important inventions in the history of wardrobe.
I just don't XYZ. Like it when there's a zipper that gets undone at the bottom. Have you ever had something happen where it just opens up? Yeah. If I'm wearing a shirt that has a zipper, You never had it come undone from the bottom?
Unravels. Oh, dude, heartbreaking.
Not a good thing when you're a lady. Okay.
And let's go to wrap it up on viral video day.
Hey!
All right. For those who didn't know, the first quote unquote viral video was uploaded in 2005 when Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live uploaded their music parody Lazy Sunday with the group Lonely Island.
One of my favorite videos of all time that's gone viral. This little lady here.
Just get all fat and sassy.
Yes, ma'am.
LeBron James.
Oh, this one.
LeBron James
is saying is
LeBron
back.
James.
What's one of your faves, Anthony?
I'm going to have to go with Crank That Soulja Boy.
You!
The original Dance Challenge song.
Producer Chewy said he loves this one.
He needs some milk.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.